This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A commander from Kitab Hezbollah, an Iran-backed armed group in Iraq the Pentagon has blamed for attacking its troops, was killed in a U.S. strike on Wednesday, the U.S. military said, adding there were no indications of civilian casualties. Two security sources speaking on condition of anonymity said the commander was killed in a drone strike on a vehicle in eastern Baghdad. Republican Party U.S. senators on Wednesday defeated a lengthy bipartisan effort to bolster border security, but said they could still approve aid for Ukraine and Israel that had been tied up in the deal. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner reports.
A $118 billion bipartisan package to bolster border security was officially blocked by Senate Republicans on Wednesday. For months, Republicans have insisted that any additional aid to the two U.S. allies must also address the high numbers of migrants arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border, a top voter concern. But many Republicans promptly rejected the package when it was released on Sunday, even though it contained many of their priorities. Only four of the Senate's 49 Republicans voted for the bill Wednesday. Former President Donald Trump has pressured Republican lawmakers to reject any compromise as he campaigns to defeat Democratic President Joe Biden in the November election.
Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday rejected a proposal for a Gaza war truce by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas, saying victory was within reach and only total defeat of the movement that rules the blockaded strip would ensure Israel's security. The Israeli premier was speaking a day after Hamas said it had delivered its response to a proposed ceasefire deal for Gaza drawn up by U.S. and Israeli spy chiefs. This is VOA News. Bombs ripped through two separate political offices in southwestern Pakistan the day before the country is set to elect a new parliament. Officials said Wednesday at least 30 people were killed and more than two dozen wounded in a province home to a low-level insurgency in various militant groups. They raised concerns ahead of the balloting in the troubled Western ally, where many voters are already disillusioned by political feuding and a seemingly intractable economic crisis. Hours later, the Islamic State group's branch in Pakistan claimed the second attack. Authorities say Russia fired cruise and ballistic missiles and drone targets across Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Officials say the Wednesday morning attack, which targeted at least three major cities, including the capital Kyiv, killed some civilians and injured dozens more. The armed forces say they intercepted 44 drones and missiles out of 64 that were launched in the morning attack, while the Russian Defense Ministry says it used long-range precision weapons and drones to aim at Ukrainian factories that manufacture sea drones, coastal defense missile systems, rockets and explosives, claiming that all targets were hit. The EU's top diplomat, Josep Borrell, is in Kyiv discussing military aid and financial support for Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The U.S. military says a Marine Corps helicopter that had been missing was found Wednesday morning in a mountainous area outside San Diego, California. VOA's Rick Pantaleo has more.
A Marine Corps helicopter with five troops aboard that had been missing was located Wednesday morning by civil authorities near the mountain community of Pine Valley, about a 72-kilometer drive from San Diego, California. While the helicopter was located, rescue crews, however, said snowy conditions were making ground access difficult. Defense officials say the Marines were flying a CH-53E Super Stallion helicopter from Creech Air Force Base, northwest of Las Vegas, where they had been training, and were returning home to Marine Corps Air Station Miramar in San Diego. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
For the first time in more than two decades, Mexico last year surpassed China as the leading source of goods imported into the United States. The shift reflects the growing tensions between Washington and Beijing, as well as U.S. efforts to import from countries that are friendlier and closer to home. Figures released by the U.S. Commerce Department show that the value of goods imported to the United States from Mexico rose nearly 5% from 2022 to 2023 to more than $475 billion. Download the VOA News mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.